Jazz, last week in our show about love songs, we featured several bands that sounded a lot like American indie or pop bands.
Right. And I argue that Latin bands don't always have to sound quote-unquote Latin, meaning they don't always have to mix traditional Latin music and beats with rock. I even think it's kind of like, why do bands from a certain ethnicity or part of the world have to sound a certain way? But bands from, say, Britain or the U.S., they're not told what they should sound like.
And amazingly, we agree on something.
Amazing.
But it got me thinking about bands that do mix traditional rhythms and sounds with rock, rap, and even indie music.
Folk electronica, tango rock, salsa rap, and steel pan drum dance. Today, we're going to travel throughout the Latin world to find our favorite bands that masterfully stitch the classic Latin sounds with newer forms of music.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. And if you hear something new yet oddly familiar coming out of your speakers, it's because Alt Latino is now in session.
Okay, Jazz, I'm listening to this music and I'm thinking we're starting our voyage in the Caribbean.
Don't get your hopes up, Felix. We're actually in Spain with El Guincho. He's an artist who loves to sample Caribbean styles of music and instruments with electronica. And this is a perfect example. This is his new single, FM Tan Sexy, or FM So Sexy, which was released last week.
What I like about this cut is the sample of the steel drum and the innovative use. It's like it's vaguely familiar and you think you know what it is, but the way he uses it as a rhythmic device along with the really furious dance groove that he has happening that has you bouncing in your chair over there. And it gives the song an island feel, but it roots it very, very seriously in dance floors. So you could be in Spain, you can be in Bogota, you can be in San Francisco. It makes it international, but it still gives it a Caribbean sound.
Well, Felix, since you seem to be itching to head to the Caribbean, how about you pack our bags and we do just that?
What do you mean pack our bags? You pack your own bags, young lady.
What is that?
It's a boat horn.
Oh my God. Are you going to be doing your sound effects throughout the whole show? Besides, it's going to take forever to go from Spain to Cuba by boat.
All aboard.
This is so cheesy. Okay, Felix, what is this?
This song is called Se Te Cayó El Tabaco, which means you dropped your tobacco or you dropped your cigar. And this is an artist who calls himself X Alfonso. Now, he's from Cuba, and he's done a lot of fusing of the musical traditions of Cuba with contemporary music of all kinds. Now, this cut is from an album he released a few years ago, 2006 to be exact. But it's one of the first albums I heard that really pulled off that seamless mixing of Cuban music and, in this case, hip hop. The album's called X More, and it's a tribute to legendary Cuban singer Benny More.
He was like a Cuban version of Frank Sinatra, correct?
Yeah, and a much funkier version, but yeah. And he was a big band singer who was very popular in the 1950s. And what X Alfonso did was not only match up things like the cha-cha-cha and mambo rhythms to very funky hip-hop beats, he also sampled old Benny More recordings. Okay, Jazz, pack up. We're going island hopping. Next stop, the DR.
Oh, yes. This is definitely the Dominican Republic. Every
wanna see your face, you better disappear.
I love this. It's like an electronic merengue cover of Michael Jackson's Beat It.
That is exactly what it is. Felix, merengue is listened to throughout Latin America, but it was born in the Dominican Republic. And for those of you who are thinking merengue is that fluffy, sweet, white egg dessert, some people think the musical style actually originated in that dessert because the music is so, so, so fast. It's kind of like beating an egg on the dance floor.
It goes like this. So is this band from the Dominican Republic?
No, this is actually a guy who calls himself Señor Coconut, and he's a German guy who has lived in Chile for a decade or so, but his music is very Caribbean inspired, and he and his band always do these remakes of pop music in more traditional styles, remixed with electronica.
I love it, check it out. See, that's a sample from an old Mongo Santa Maria album.
It is?
Yeah.
That's amazing how he mixes just a little bit of every genre.
Very clever. Jazz, I think we've spent enough time in the Caribbean.
You can never spend too much time in the Caribbean. Plus, I need to work on my tan.
Well, what better place to work on your tan than northeastern Brazil?
Okay.
Okay, Jazz, this is a Brazilian band called Forró in the Dark, and they're singing Asa Branca, which is a white bird from northeastern Brazil. Asa Branca is actually a traditional Brazilian song, here done in a much faster-paced style known as Forró.
Forró is a musical style with more rural roots than most of what Brazil exports musically to the United States and the world, and it's extremely popular, though, in the northeastern part of that country. It's heavy on the accordion, the triangle, and traditional drums. There's also electric forró, which is more the style of this band. I feel like some people have drawn comparisons between forró and country music. Now, here's a question for you. Do you recognize the singer on this song?
I don't know. Let's check it out. Let's listen. That sounds oddly familiar, very much like American rock singer David Byrne.
That is David Byrne.
Do I win something?
I live in this big city, such a long, long way away. But when I hear that the rain is falling, back to my home I'll return someday.
Felix, I think we've spent enough time on the Atlantic. What do you say we cross over to the Pacific?
Sounds good. Let's go to Peru.
Oh.
Hold on. Here we go. The ride's bumpy.
He is having such a good time with this. By the way, I hate airplanes. Felix, this is one of your favorite bands, Nova Lima.
Nova Lima is a band that specializes in Afro-Peruvian music, and that music and that culture is a legacy of Peru's participation in the slave trade. Now, this rhythm or style is called landó, and the percussive instrument is called cajón. And that's just what it is, a big hollow box that you sit on and play while the rest of the band sing. La marcaron con candela, la carimba fue su cruz. Y en América del Sur, al golpe de sus dolores, dieron los negros tambores ritmos de la esclavitud. Así. Obviously, they've updated the sound with electronic instruments and a different style, a different groove, but it's still basically landó.
You know, it's also interesting to hear new beats mixed with ancient storytelling. The singer is telling the story of one of her ancestors who was brought from Africa to South America, brought by the Spanish, and she was branded like cattle and sold in Peru for a single coin. It's a very sad old story retold in a beautiful new version, in a way that keeps that memory still alive. Felix, our next band plays a very different style of Peruvian music. This style is known as chicha. Felix, have you ever drank chicha?
Never.
It's like this fermented maize or corn drink, and it, you know, people drink it a lot in Peru and other Andean countries.
You know, and it's also a style of music, this funky, psychedelic 70s style, which incorporates synthesizers and the twangy surf guitar that we're listening to. So what's the name of this Peruvian band?
Well, the song we're listening to is Primavera en la Selva, or Springtime in the Jungle. Interestingly, though, Felix, I'm going to correct something you said. This band, Chicha Libre, is a group of guys from Brooklyn, New York, who's revamping the chicha sound. And Chicha Libre is a play on words. It means free chicha music, but it also means free chicha drink, which, who's not a fan of free chicha drink?
I could always use some free chicha. En la selva amazónica no hay primavera. En la selva amazónica no hay primavera. En la selva amazónica no hay primavera.
Okay, before I have my second helping of chicha and become verbally impaired, let me tell you that this is all Latino, and we are exploring Latin bands that mix new genres like hip-hop, rock, electronica, with more traditional Latin music.
And so far, we've heard a Spanish musician give the steel pan drum some electric shock therapy, a Cuban rapper invoke the ghost of a crooner past.
A German living in Chile gives traditional Caribbean flavor to the King of Pop.
And Peruvian history is retold with an electronica beat. Now, Jazz, where are we going next?
Home.
California?
No, my home, Argentina.
Wow, what's this?
This is a newer Argentine band called CLDSCP, which stands for Kaleidoscopio, and they are doing something really interesting. They're mixing charango with electronic beats.
Jasmine, what's charango?
Charango is the guitar-like sound that you're hearing right now, and it looks like a very tiny guitar, and it's traditionally made with an armadillo's back. It's especially popular in Bolivia and northern Argentina. Con él deseo dolor.
nadie que la besa no sabe la verdad.
Fans of Alt Latino have figured out that I'm a big fan of electronica and all these little sound experiments that they do, and I like what they're doing with this, a little bit of the tradition, but with that compressed drum sound and a nice little slow groove. Very, very interesting.
And I love it because I think charango always sounds so sad, and the singer's voice in this particular song is so melancholy. The name of this song is called Bondage, and it's about a woman who has kind of a relationship with a man in which she, you know, she enjoys the pain he inflicts on her. And I just think this song really transmits that.
Chaz, you know, we can't leave Argentina without hearing some tango. This is tango?
This is Bajo Fondo, a collective of musicians from Argentina and Uruguay who mix tango and electronica. Now, I know listeners are going to tell me that this is a way old song. Why didn't I pick another similar band with more recent projects? You know, I picked this because it's my favorite electro tango song, period. It's so danceable. I almost find like a Bollywood quality to it.
Bollywood, really?
Yeah, I mean, check out the musical climax, the violin. It's very tango. It's got that accordion and it's got that strong punctuation that tango has. Chan, chan, chan. But I can also picture this elaborate Bollywood choreography. Felix, where are we going next?
Mexico.
Oh, come on. You're killing me. Do you know how long it would take to go by horse?
Come on, hop on. Here we go.
That's so corny. But this song, Rana Santa Cruz's Cajita de Barro, or Little Mud Box, is not corny.
It's based on a folk rhythm, and you can hear how Rana Santa Cruz keeps his music very acoustic and very true to Mexican folk traditions.
Cuando los ojos se me hacen chiquitos, chiquitos de tanto llorar, en esa cajita de barro me pongo a buscar.
So Felix, this sounds very traditional though. So what makes it new?
Well, Rana Santa Cruz is Mexican, and again, he also lives in Brooklyn, and so some modern influences have seeped into his music. And what stands out to me is the drum set toward the end of the song that's keeping time, that loping, almost waltz feel that's part of some traditional Mexican music. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three.
This is Mexican musician Rana Santa Cruz, who, as Felix mentioned, lives in Brooklyn, New York. Felix, did you know that the Oxford English Dictionary just included the word staycation?
Why would they do that?
Well, I think it's probably, it's a reflection of the recession. I think we've offered people a pretty good staycation. in this show today.
A damn good staycation.
But it is time to wrap up this musical vacation. So how about we finish our trip back in the States? San Francisco, to be exact.
Okay, are we in San Francisco or in Cuba or at a punk club? Where are we?
All of the above. This is San Francisco's own Cuban Cowboys. And Felix, I love this band. The lead singer is Cuban-American, and they call their brand of music Cuban indie rock. And I think that really embodies the theme of today's show. You know, with their typical Cuban percussion, 50s rock and roll sound, punk and Spanglish lyrics, they sound like Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, the Brian Setzer Orchestra, and Tito Puente all rolled into one.
Los hombres no le peguen a mujeres, it's only not to do with so I won't. Me quiero hacer bien de su cojones, said it as he held me by the throat.
And you gotta love a song that is entitled Cojones, which means...
I don't think we can say it on the air.
I don't think so either.
It's what this show has got a lot of.
Okay.
What the singer's talking about is that when he grew up, a man that hit a woman, well, he had his cojones removed, to put it nicely. But Felix, you know, as I was listening to this song, the lyrics are pretty deep. It's about how once he, when he was a kid, he hit his sister. And that night, his grandpa came into the room and started, you know, punching the kid around and said, "You don't hit women." And the singer responded, "Then why does your son hit my mom?" And then his grandpa says, "Well, that's different." And the singer says, "That was the first time I understood what a broken heart is."
That's when he took out his knife. Porque papi le pegó a mami. How does a man hit his wife?
Very interesting lyrics from a very interesting band, and I saw them recently here in Washington, D.C., and in full disclosure, I have to say that a couple of members of the bands are friends of mine from San Francisco.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they're creating a very, very interesting sound, mixing Afro-Cuban rhythm, rock and roll, and all the things we just talked about, and to see them live, the energy level just really picks up, and they feed off the crowd. It's a very, very, very good effort.
This is the kind of band that you know is going to sound good live. And I love this part when he's saying, when he's talking about women and he's saying they're women, they're teachers, they're mothers, they're daughters, they are your grandmothers. It's a total feminist anthem.
And on that note, we end our show.
The Alt Latino Experience continues online. Check out our brand new blog. That's npr.org/altlatino.
Or send us an email at alt.latino@npr.org.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
And this has been another edition of the show with most cojones on the airwaves, Alt Latino.